Part 3. Letters to Individuals, May 1934 to 1957. The First National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of New Zealand was formed in 1957. 25. June 13, 1934. To Bertram Dewing. Dear Baha'i Brother, the Guardian has duly received and deeply enjoyed reading your letters, dated November 30th, December 27th, 1933, and February 4th, 1934. He is sorry that unforeseen circumstances have caused such a long delay in acknowledging their receipt. He hopes, however, that the matters you have submitted for his consideration have not suffered as a result. Since your last letter to him, he has heard of the gratifying news of the formation of your NSA. This historic step in the development of the administration in Australia and New Zealand is, he feels, bound to react favourably on the further expansion and consolidation of the faith in these far-off lands. He is fervently supplicating Baha'u'llah that the newly elected members of the NSA, upon whom has been placed such a tremendous responsibility, be assisted in the discharge of their sacred obligations and duties to the faith. Yours, in his service, H. Rabbani. Dear and valued co-worker, the splendid reports you have sent me have been incorporated in the manuscript and sent to the Baha'i World Committee in America. The formation of the National Assembly of Australia and New Zealand will no doubt furnish you with new and refreshing material for your next report in 1936. I will pray for your success and deeply value the manifold and constant services you are rendering the cause of God. Your true and grateful brother, Shoghi. 26. December 22, 1934, to Ethel Blundell. Dear Baha'i sister, the Guardian was profoundly grieved to learn of the passing away of your dear mother, and has directed me to convey to you and to the bereaved members of your family his heartfelt condolences and sympathy for this severe loss which you have sustained. Mrs. Blundell's departure is indeed a loss not only to her family, but also to the community of her fellow believers in New Zealand, for in her they have come to lose one of their oldest and most distinguished co-workers. The Guardian well remembers her pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and has always cherished the hope that she would once more be enabled to visit the shrines. But alas, her departed soul has taken its flight from this world, leaving her friends and relatives in a state of profoundest grief. Their only consolation now is the realization that through her painstaking and sustained labours for the cause in Auckland, Mrs. Blundell has left an abiding monument to her memory, and one which will continue for many years to come to inspire and strengthen them all in their collective endeavours for the establishment of the faith in New Zealand. Shoghi Effendi is fervently praying for the soul of our departed sister, and is entreating Baha'u'llah to give her her full share of divine blessings in the other world. May I also assure you of his ardent supplications for you and for all the friends in Auckland. Yours in his service, H. Rabbani. 27. January 21, 1935. To Amy Dewing. Dear Baha'i Sister, Shoghi Effendi has just been in receipt of your kind letter of the 14th of December last, and has read its contents with deep interest and gratification. It made him so happy, indeed, to learn that you are pursuing your activities for the faith with such steadfastness and self-sacrifice, and also that through your beautiful and loving spirit, those members of your family who have not yet embraced the faith are being gradually attracted to it. He is ardently entreating Baha'u'llah that through your inspiration and guidance, their interest in the teachings may wax stronger and lead them to eventually espouse his cause. With reference to the suggestion made by Mr. Alexander for taking a record of the Guardian's voice, he wishes me to inform you that although he fully appreciates the spirit in which this and similar suggestions are made to him, he is nevertheless extremely reluctant that the believers should give any prominence to his writings, especially in the meetings which he is firmly convinced should be chiefly devoted to the reading and study of the writings of Baha'u'llah and the Master. In closing, will you kindly convey his greetings and appreciation to all the friends in Auckland, and particularly to the members of your family, who he hopes will be assisted and sustained in their labours for the spread of the message. Yours in his service, H. Rabbani. Dear and valued co-worker, I am deeply grateful for the services you are so devotedly rendering and the efforts you are so diligently exerting for the promotion of our beloved faith. I will continue to pray for you and your dear co-workers from the depths of my heart. Your true brother, Shoghi. 28. February 5th, 1935, to Ethel Blundell. Dear Baha'i sister, the Guardian has just received your kind message of the 2nd of January last and wishes me to thank you for it. It comforted him greatly to learn that despite the severe loss which you have sustained through the passing away of your mother, you are still engaged as actively as before in the work which you have set your heart to accomplish for the cause in Auckland. The agonies of her earthly separation from you, difficult though they may be to bear, will assuredly be transmuted through the blessings of Baha'u'llah into a peaceful and abiding joy. In serving a cause for which your mother sacrificed so much, you will no doubt come to find the very purpose of your life and the true secret of happiness in this as well as in the next world. The Guardian is fervently praying for you and for your brother, that you both may be strengthened and guided in your services to the cause, and in this way continue and enrich still further the noble heritage which your mother has left for the faith in New Zealand. With loving Baha'i greetings to you and to all the friends in Auckland, yours in his service, H. Rabbani. Dear co-worker, I wish to assure you in person of my heartfelt sympathy in the loss you have sustained, and of my loving and ardent prayers for the departed soul. The work with which her name will forever be associated will confer upon her imperishable glory, and her example will serve to stimulate the rising generation to follow in her footsteps and carry on the work she has so nobly initiated. Your true brother, Shoghi. 29. May 20th, 1936, to Emily Axford. Dear Baha'i sister, many thanks indeed from the Guardian for your welcome message of April 17th, just received. He would certainly be delighted to meet you in Haifa next year, and hopes that your visit to the holy shrines will give you a fresh vigour and a renewed determination to carry on your work for the cause. He specially cherishes the hope that your trip to England will be of great benefit to you, and also to our English believers. They will be only too happy to welcome you in their midst, and will thoroughly appreciate any assistance which you may give them during your sojourn in England. The Guardian has learned with deep gratification of the news of the teaching work carried on by the Auckland believers. He wishes you to kindly assure them all of his best wishes and fervent prayers for the success of their labours. May Baha'u'llah bless, guide and strengthen them in every step they are taking for the spread of his faith and the consolidation of its institutions in this far-off land. Assuring you too of his special prayers on your behalf at the holy shrines, and with warmest greetings, yours in his service, H. Rabbani. Assuring you of a most hearty welcome, and wishing you good health, happiness, and success, your true brother, Shoghi. 30. September 30th, 1936, to Emily Axford. Beloved Baha'i sister, your welcome letter dated August 17th has been received and read with deepest appreciation by the Guardian. May I again express his sincere hope that your long-cherished desire to visit the holy shrines may be fulfilled very soon, and that through this pilgrimage you may attain a renewed zeal and vigour, as well as a new vision of the task you are called upon to accomplish for the faith in New Zealand. In closing, let me assure you and your fellow workers in Auckland of his profound appreciation of your determination to press forward the work in the teaching field. He is ardently praying for the guidance and success of your labours. With warmest greetings, yours in his service, H. Rabbani. May the beloved fulfill your heart's desire and enable you to promote effectively the sacred and manifold interests of our beloved and glorious faith. Your true and grateful brother, Shoghi. 31. December 7th, 1936, to Emily Axford. Dear Baha'i sister, the Guardian is in receipt of your letter of the 5th November and exceedingly regrets that owing to certain family difficulties, you have found it necessary to cancel your trip to the Holy Land. He is specially grieved to learn of the many cares and sorrows with which your daughter has been so sadly afflicted of late, and wishes me to hasten to convey to you his most loving sympathy, as well as the assurance of his prayers for the removal of the family troubles with which you are beset. He fervently hopes that these afflictive trials confronting you and your beloved daughter will all serve to quicken your spiritual energies, and that the outcome of it all will be to open before you new horizons of service and fresh fields for teaching the message. May Baha'u'llah give you patience to courageously withstand these tests and full guidance to use them as a means to more active, concentrated, and selfless service to his cause. Do assure, therefore, your daughter not to feel disheartened, but to confidently endeavour to overcome her domestic sorrows and cares. In closing, may I express the Guardian's hope that as soon as your family problems are solved, you may be able to undertake your long-cherished pilgrimage to the holy shrines. He is ardently praying for the materialization of your hopes and plans in this connection. It is a pleasure to learn of the successful visit of Mr. Schopflocher to Auckland and of the warm welcome he has been accorded by you and the friends. This is a true evidence of the strong ties of fellowship so closely uniting the friends throughout the world, and of the deep affection which the believers in New Zealand cherish for their fellow believers in every region and clime. With renewed and warmest greetings to you and to the friends in Auckland, yours in the Guardian service, H. Rabbani. Assuring you of my loving and ardent prayers for the removal of every obstacle from your path and for the speedy realization of your dearest hopes. Your true brother, Shoghi. 32. November the 8th, 1937, to Emily Axford. Dear Baha'i sister, many thanks for your letter of September 16th, addressed to our beloved Guardian. He is most pleased indeed to hear of Miss Holloway's interest in the cause, and appreciates keenly your efforts for bringing about her full confirmation in the faith. He is, at your suggestion, writing her directly and giving her the addresses of some individuals and centres in South Africa. He hopes that through contact with the friends, her interest in the teachings will be considerably increased, and she will be stimulated to help in spreading their knowledge throughout South Africa. The Guardian wishes you to keep in closest touch with her through correspondence, and to send her suitable literature on the cause, and to endeavour to make her join actively the faith. Again, with many thanks for introducing this lady, who indeed seems to be a most promising worker, and with loving greetings to all the friends in Auckland. Yours ever in his service, H. Rabbani. May the beloved bless you and aid you to surmount all obstacles that may stand in your path, and aid you to lend a fresh impetus to the work that has been so splendidly initiated. Your true brother, Shoghi. 33. May 17th, 1938. To Kitty Carpenter. Dear Baha'i Sister, The Guardian is in receipt of your letter of the 19th instant, and is indeed pleased to know that your visit to Cairo has been so happy and successful, and that the friends have extended to you such a warm hospitality all through your stay. He hopes this letter will find you well, and enjoying your visit to your relatives and fellow believers in England. With loving remembrances and renewed thanks for your message, yours in his service, H. Rabbani. May the beloved fulfill your heart's desire in the service of his faith, and enable you to promote effectively the interests of its newborn institutions. Your true brother, Shoghi. 34. December 20th, 1938. To Emily Axford. Dear Baha'i Sister, Your very cordial message of the 17th November addressed to our beloved Guardian has duly reached him, and he has noted with keen appreciation indeed the desire you had expressed of visiting the holy shrines on your way back to New Zealand. As you must have surely read in the newspapers, however, the general situation in Palestine is at present so gravely disturbed as to make it quite impossible for you to undertake this trip in the next few months. And in view of this, the Guardian would advise that you postpone your visit until the November of next year, by which time it is hoped the situation throughout the country will have sufficiently improved to permit you to undertake this long-cherished pilgrimage. The Guardian, needless to say, would be also most delighted to meet you and to hear from you directly of the news of the cause in New Zealand, and to discuss certain matters which the NSA has asked you to present to him for his instructions. Regarding your question whether there is any special ceremony which the believers should perform when they wish to name a baby, the teachings do not provide for any ceremony whatever on such occasions. We have no baptismal service in the cause, such as the Christians have. There would be no objection, however, for the friends to come together on such happy occasions, provided they do not hold an official public ceremony, and provided also they strictly avoid uniformity and rigidity in all such practices. No rule whatsoever that would tend to be rigid and uniform should be allowed in such secondary matters, particularly as there are no specific instructions in the teachings regarding them. With the warmest good wishes of the Guardian to you and to the friends, and assuring you again of his hearty welcome to visit the holy shrines during next autumn, and with greetings, yours in his service, H. Rabbani. Dear and valued co-worker, I shall indeed grieve if the situation in Palestine should prevent our meeting, and prevent your pilgrimage to the holy shrines. I pray that this may not be the case. I am so eager to meet you and express in person my deep and abiding sense of appreciation of the splendid and historic services you have rendered. I will continue to pray for you from the depths of my heart. Your true and grateful brother, Shoghi. 35, March 20th, 1939, to Emily Axford. Dear Baha'i Sister, I am directed by our beloved guardian to acknowledge the receipt of your letter dated February 25th, informing him of the date of your departure from England and your inability to defer your visit to Haifa till next November. He regrets indeed that you should find it impossible to extend your stay in Europe and come to Palestine in autumn, as the situation here is now so tense and dangerous that there seems very little hope of any real amelioration in security conditions to take place by next May. General conditions throughout the country are at present even worse than a month ago, and the tension is daily increasing. In case, however, security is re-established by the time you reach Port Said, you would be welcome to visit the shrines, but the guardian would be still away. Wishing you again a successful and happy return home, and with the renewed assurance of the guardian's prayers for your welfare, protection, and guidance, yours most sincerely, H. Rabbani. Dear and valued co-worker, I deeply regret that the situation in Palestine has not yet improved, as I realize how eager you are to visit the holy shrines. If, however, when you reach Port Said, it will at all be possible for you to visit the shrine, you will be most welcome, I assure you. May the Almighty fulfill the dearest hope of your heart, your true brother, Shoghi. 36, August 3, 1941, to Emily Axford. Dear Baha'i Sister, Shoghi Effendi has instructed me to answer your letter to him of May 10th, which just came. He was, as already expressed in the cable he sent you, greatly impressed by the statement in the Quarterly on the true Baha'i attitude at the present time. It displayed a correctness of viewpoint, a courage, and a loyalty to Baha'u'llah which has led him to disseminate it far and wide, in the American newsletter, in the two Haifa newsletters, English and Persian, etc. It was indeed a timely and most noble contribution to the faith. The friends in both Australia and New Zealand seem to have developed a most outstanding soundness in their relation to the teachings. This leads Shoghi Effendi to believe that they will make great contributions to the unfoldment of the worldwide aspects of the faith. His prayers are always with you, and he most deeply appreciates the splendid services you are rendering the cause, and will pray that the way will open for you to do even greater work and in an ever-widening field. Please assure all the dear friends of Auckland of his loving remembrance and his prayers for their work. With Baha'i love, R. Rabbani. Dear and valued co-worker, I cannot refrain from adding a few words in person to assure you of my lively appreciation of your constancy and of the distinctive services you are so ably and devotedly rendering our beloved faith. That you may be able to extend their range is my fervent and constant prayer. Persevere and be confident and happy. Your true and grateful brother, Shoghi. 37. December 19th, 1947, to Bertram Dewing. Dear Baha'i Brother, your letter to our beloved guardian, dated December 12th, has been received, and he has instructed me to answer it on his behalf. The previous letter you mentioned cannot have reached him, as he always replies to letters from the friends. Your book touches on a very important subject, and he regrets that he cannot read it himself. His work is so pressing and multiplying so fast that he invariably refuses to go over the manuscripts the friends send him, as he simply cannot attend to such things as well as all his other work. You should send it to the reviewing committee in the USA and ask their advice. Perhaps an outside publisher would be interested in it. The Baha'i funds have such heavy demands made on them at present that even essential literature must often wait to be published, unfortunately. He fully appreciates the fact that the believers locally in different parts of the world often feel that their political party is in many ways striving to accomplish ideals akin to our Baha'i aims. But the fact remains that the only way for the Baha'is to preserve their international character, their unity and integrity, is for them individually to sacrifice these desired political affiliations for the universal good and protection of the faith. There is no political party in existence with whose platform we wholly agree, and we must abstain from membership in such parties. Likewise, people who join the faith must have the courage and conviction to leave their political affiliations behind. There is no reason why this should cause enmity, as they are not joining another party, but a universal faith striving for the advancement of the entire human race. He thinks there is very little possibility of any politician joining the faith. The sacrifice of such individuals' personal ambitions is too great a one for them to make. The condition of the world today is such that it is obvious no political solution to its problems is going to be found. We Baha'is must therefore concentrate on Baha'u'llah's world order, the true solution. He assures you he will pray your teaching labours may be very successful. He will also pray for your dear mother's welfare. With warmest greetings, R. Rabbani, assuring you of my loving prayers for your welfare and success in the service of our beloved faith, your true brother, Shoghi. 38, November 23rd, 1949, to Kitty Carpenter. Dear Baha'i Sister, your letter of October 28th has been received, and our beloved guardian has instructed me to answer you on his behalf. First, let me say how very deeply he appreciates the services you have been rendering our glorious faith in Australia, and particularly Perth, during the past 2 years. Your trip has been of real assistance to the teaching work, and it pleased him greatly. Regarding, it was with the approval of the Guardian that his name was removed from the voting list. It is very bad for the cause to have a member of the community actively in the public eye teaching the faith and at the same time showing dishonest characteristics. We cannot possibly say that because a person also has many virtues, faults as grave as lying and dishonourable conduct regarding money can be overlooked. This means that we tolerate, as representatives of our faith, people who flagrantly disobey its laws and fundamental teachings. This does not mean there is no hope. Let him change his conduct if he really loves the cause, and then a way will be opened for him to again be active. But the change must be real and obvious. Mere protestations will serve no purpose. He urges you to continue your services in the teaching field in New Zealand and also to write to the friends in Australia who are disturbed and strengthen their faith and determination. With warmest greetings, R. Rabbani. May the Almighty, whose cause you serve with such zeal and devotion, reward you for your labors and graciously assist you to win great victories for his faith and its institutions. Your true brother, Shoghi. 39. December 18, 1949. To Bertram Dewing. Dear Baha'i brother, your letter of November 1st was received, and although our beloved guardian is so busy at present on the shrine work here that his mail is piling up alarmingly, he does want to send you a word of appreciation for your fine, constructive spirit and the services you are rendering the faith. Vicious criticism is indeed a calamity, but its root is lack of faith in the system of Baha'u'llah, i.e., the administrative order, and lack of obedience to him, for he has forbidden it. If the Baha'is would follow the Baha'i laws in voting, in electing, in serving, and in abiding by assembly decisions, all this waste of strength through criticizing others could be diverted into cooperation and achieving the plan. Keep on trying to point this out to them. With Baha'i love, R. Rabbani, assuring you of my loving prayers for the success of every effort you exert for the promotion of our beloved faith and the realization of every desire you cherish for its progress. Your true and grateful brother, Shoghi. 40. June 11th, 1952. To Kitty Carpenter. Dear Baha'i sister, your two letters of May 25th have been received, and the beloved guardian thanks you for them and for the loving sympathy which you express. He hopes that you will make every effort to attend the New Delhi conference, as it will be a very historic occasion, and the more Baha'is from Australia and New Zealand that are present, the better. You should get in touch with the Indian National Spiritual Assembly as regards accommodation, etc. This has been a very tiring winter for the beloved guardian. He has had so many pilgrims and so many problems locally and an ever-increasing amount of work, so I will make this letter brief. He assures you your services are deeply appreciated and that he will remember you in his prayers. With warm Baha'i greetings, R. Rabbani. May the Beloved bless, guide and sustain you and enable you to promote the best interests of his faith. Your true brother, Shoghi. 41. January 6th, 1955. To Kitty Carpenter. Dear Baha'i sister, your letter of December 21st with enclosure has been received by the Beloved Guardian, and he has instructed me to answer you on his behalf. He is happy to know that the New Zealand Hazirat al-Quds is being made attractive for the many activities that will take place in this centre, and he hopes it will become the means of the greatest unity and loving cooperation among the friends. He assures all the friends in New Zealand of his deep appreciation of their devoted services. With warm Baha'i greetings, R. Rabbani. May the Beloved bless, guide and sustain you and enable you to promote at all times the vital interests of his faith. Your true brother, Shoghi. 42.